Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith with Greg Pickle here. We are here with your Penn State football news of the day. We'll do that in a second. We'll also we're going to kick off a series on Penn State's depth chart, looking at every position. We're going to start with quarterbacks this week. We've talked about this position quite a bit, mainly framed around whether Tommy Stevens will or will not return. But there's a bigger conversation to be had about Trace McSorley, his last season, and those kinds of things.
Sure.
This is also going to be a pretty heavy Penn State basketball program. We're sitting here, we're going to expect Patrick Chambers to call in just a few minutes. Jeff Brown will also be with us, as he usually is, to give us the latest to break down the Lions' loss to Purdue. So we'll just we'll start with Penn State football here, Greg. That other stuff is coming up later in the show. Thon weekend, and I know that this was something that you paid attention to and had to unpack this a little bit.
Yeah.
But the whole issue with Penn State football players not being able to attend an event at the Lash Building because of not NCAA rules, but Penn State's compliance with their own rules. Is that explain the whole situation?
Yeah. So the NCAA instituted a time management rule that was pushed for by student athletes, and I think in the overall scheme of things, I think it's actually a good rule. The kids have to have one day off a week. That means they cannot go to the football facility. So every year, Penn State holds its Non-Explorers program, which is really neat. It's usually, 20, 30 families that are there at Thon. I'm pretty sure it's all through the Four Diamonds Fund, but there could be some other organizations involved that help families attend this event. But, they tour the kids around the building. The families are there. They get to see the trophies. They get to see the locker room. They get to see, the weight room. They get to play around in the weight room. If the weather's nice enough, they let them go outside and throw football and stuff. It's just a really cool event for the kids. It's usually a couple hours, but this year in particular, the problem that was run into was that when they were trying to get the off day scheduled, I think that it's a new rule. It just came in August, and they weren't able to schedule around that off day being Saturday. So the NCAA, I don't know if there's a way you can appeal it or put a waiver in it or something along those lines, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out that way. So the time management thing was something Penn State announced late Friday night, that they weren't able to have the kids there because of the fact that they were in this time management situation. So it was unfortunate, but the good news was a lot of former NFL players were on hand and were able to help guide the tour, be with the kids, be with the family. Steven Wisniewski was there signing autographs after, of course, him and the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. So it ended up working out, but certainly it was a bit of a situation where, again, it was easy to blame the NCAA. There was plenty of blame to go around. At the end of the day, the good news, Dustin, really the only thing that matters is that the kids got to see the building, and the staff and the former players rallied to find a way to make sure it still went off without a hitch.
And I think everybody in this situation is a little triggered about the NCAA.
Sure,
and
absolutely,
And I don't blame them. I'm as triggered as anybody. I want to blame everything on the NCAA. I didn't wake up on time this morning. I think it's because of Mark Emmert. By the way, James Franklin is coming to this area, coming to Mechanicsburg in March. Scott Shirley is going to jump on here real quick and just explain what's happening to that event, where you can get information, where you can get tickets.
Well, we need to change the budget here so I have a chair and I'm not on my knees. keep your comments to yourself.
No. Sit crisscross applesauce down there like a good little boy, Scott, and speak into the big boy microphone.
Yeah, well, I mean, I barged in the office when I heard the conversation about the NCAA and compliance, and it's something that I have a lot of experience with. And, when I first read the reports, I figured that there was some cross wires there. And at the end of the day, compliance at the university level is about demonstrating institutional control. And, it really seemed to me like it was a matter of just not getting the right paperwork in on time, which is why the freshmen were still able to participate in the event, because that was actually done through the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and they got their paperwork in on time so they could check all the right boxes. I mean, it was probably, changing of staff, the new rule in August, it's just a little bit of an internal communication thing. I don't think, like you said, Greg, there's really no bad guy in that whole story.
It's just unfortunate.
It's just unfortunate, but it all worked out anyway.
It's unfortunate that there is no bad guy. It really is. It really is. This is the dawn, the era of blaming Mark Emmert, and I'm just disappointed about that. Tell us about James Franklin coming here March 15th to Mechanics.
Over really over the past year, James has become a good friend of the family, of Stephanie and I, and we've had a couple conversations with him. And he's really trying to bridge the gap to the Letterman in a lot of ways. And he had asked if there's anything he could do for us, and Stephanie had suggested that it would be great if he would come to the area and do a private event to help raise money for Uplifting Athletes, because it's part of the program that he's very proud of, and this is a way that he can directly support it. So our friends from Stocks on Second, the Wine Stocks, have agreed to host a private event with Coach Franklin at Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg, right off of 11 and 15 there. Great venue. It'll be kind of an after-work happy hour type event, 5 to 7 on Thursday, 15th. Coach Franklin will be there to speak a little bit on the theme of chemistry, culture, and championships. It'll be more of a kind of a business mixer, I think, with a lot of local businesses coming out to hear what he has to say, and fans coming out to meet him. Ticket price is $50. It includes heavy hors d'oeuvres and beer and wine. So it's going to be a really fun casual event right before spring ball really gets heated up.
Awesome. My question, I guess, is did you file the right paperwork with the NCAA to make this happen?
We did. So I filed it in August, and then again in December, and then again in January.
Perfect.
So.
You can teach some people a thing or two. All right. James Franklin coming to the area. We'll keep reminding you about this and the event. And it's always cool to have the small, like, intimate atmosphere with a guy like that, because he's so engaging.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of things right. And this is a chance, I think, for people to come out and hear firsthand what those things are, and really a chance to meet them, and if nothing else, to get your picture with them and put it up on Facebook.
There you go.
So you can learn more at upliftingathletes.org. We'll have tickets available for sale there. Like I said, $50 each with sponsorship opportunities available. So go to upliftingathletes.org to learn more about it.
There you go. Awesome. Thank you, Scott. You're just listening to Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking some Penn State football. Again, James Franklin coming to Mechanicsburg next month, March 15th. At Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg. You can check out upliftingathletes.org for that. Speaking along the lines of paperwork, Greg, the roster continues to get these little incremental updates, right?
Yeah.
So last week we talked about this, and we talked about some of the position changes. Damian Barber from end to tackle, Lamont Wade from cornerback to safety. And when we talked about Damian Barber, we brought this up because he was still listed at 245 pounds
right.
or whatever. And I was like, you know what? He's going to be up to 280 before you know it. And you mentioned that maybe though some of the weights hadn't been updated. Well, those weights in the meantime have been updated.
Correct.
I think 278 was the weight on Barber.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's encouraging, because that puts him in the field-ready category pretty soon. There were some other interesting things there too. And I think just for me, I look at when they update this thing, and I'm kind of amazed by their honesty, I guess. Like,
yeah.
'Cause these numbers look legitimate to me.
Sometimes.
I don't think...
It's interesting, yeah.
I think there's, you know, like I won't ever believe, for example, that Trace McSorley is over 6 feet tall.
Sure,
I won't believe that. But it's hard to list a quarterback at 5'10 or whatever on
Correct.
Your roster.
Yeah.
But some of these weights... You know, it's interesting, the guys who went down from the last roster listing until now, like Shaka Toney, for example, like 10 pounds
right.
down. And that's already a number that I felt like Penn State would be guarded about. As a defensive
right.
end, you can't weigh in at 222 or 224.
No question about it. I was surprised by that. Two, I think one thing we can walk back from last week's show is that Nick Tarburton is now listed at 243, so he was listed at 260 when we talked last week, so I guess that puts his future...
I wanted him up at 3 bills.
Yeah,
at 300 pounds.
I mean, the way we're going here, he's going to be at 280 next week, so, I mean, it'll just continue to go down that track. But, yeah, Dustin, I think that when you look at the roster as a whole, one of the things that jumped out at me immediately was Iter Gross-Matos. He added 10 pounds. I am a firm believer that last year was the spring of Juwan Johnson. This is the spring of Iter Gross-Matos. I think we're going to hear a lot about that kid moving forward. And when you talk about Damian Barber, yeah, I don't know if I projected him being a guy that would move inside, but it makes sense. And if you watched...
I did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said it last week. I'm not usually one for the backpatting.
Oh, no, last week, yeah. But, I mean, when he left Harrisburg High, sure if I had seen it. Yeah, no, right. I mean, you absolutely brought that up last week. But going back that far.
Yeah, no, yeah. I thought so before. But, with Franklin, I'm always kind of on this kick where I'm wondering who's moving where. So
exactly.
It's like,
yeah.
You water it down a little bit. But he's got such a big, hulking frame. Like, his frame looked like it was capable of adding a lot of weight
sure.
and still maintaining a lot of weight. What he does well. And we'll see. At 278, I really think he's going to move well for a tackle.
What were your thoughts on Windsor dropping the whole way down to 274? Because I thought they might be trying to take him up, and it seems like they're going in a different direction with him.
Yeah, I don't know. There were other guys who I thought was interesting, because Kevin Gibbons was down too.
Right. But if he's going to play that end tackle, it makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah. And the first thought that came to mind with Windsor in particular was, are they philosophically changing something? Are they going down and are they going to be on their way back up again for summer ball? I don't really know.
Yeah. No.
I don't know, because there's a lot of guys who are down weight that I'm not sure if it's strategic or not. Like the offensive linemen are down weight almost across the board too. So I don't know. I'm not sure that the defensive tackle one was one that stood out to me. I don't know.
No, it's interesting. We'll be certainly curious to see how it all plays out there. But one other one I thought was interesting was C.J. Thorpe. Just, I think they took him down a little bit, but I think that was a good thing. I think you're going to continue to see him morph into one of the better-looking offensive linemen on the roster. Now, granted, that doesn't always translate to being able to play like one of the better offensive linemen, but I'll tell you what, man. He's rounding into potentially being one of the meaner guys Penn State had along the offensive line, and very talented, too. I thought his weight was significant. Michael Mennett went down a little bit, too. Connor McGovern went a little bit up. I don't want to read too much into some of these weight changes in February, but I do sort of wonder if Mennett might not be primed to move to center and McGovern back to guard. I'll be curious to watch that all spring. Something we've talked about before, and the weight changes may indicate that it's a possibility.
It's always – speculation can run wild in this situation. One other thing I wanted to touch on, Deshaun Hamilton and Mel Kiper's top 10 wide receivers for the draft. It just is another, I guess, step along the way of Deshaun Hamilton really breaking out big time. My only thought here is that in all these drills and all these practices, all the footwork, the precision, the route running, all that has stood out in these bowl showcase type events.
Yeah.
I just wonder what happens if he runs a 4.7 in Indianapolis? What happens to his draft stock whenever it comes time for teams to put their money where their mouth is, and maybe his measurables aren't quite on par with what his film shows?
I think that you're going to find – well, I think it's just like every draft prospect. You'll have guys that – the teams that will significantly knock him because of that, and you'll have teams that won't move him at all because of that. So – the one thing I think he'll have to overcome, he needs to have a good – when they do the ball drills, I think he needs to have a really good showing there. Because the one thing that you read, if you look at any critique of his, Dustin, there aren't really many. People are going to say he's not the fastest guy in the world, and the drops come up. And even though that really wasn't him at all in 2017, it still sticks with him, just like Mike Gesicki camp lock sticks with him. So I think that those two guys obviously will continue to try and improve in those areas.
There you go. That's it for quarter number one here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to look at Penn State's quarterback situation in 2018 and beyond right after this. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.